Yozim Seches Nida, Shuchov Ches continued by the Rosh Hashiva, Chav Aleph Cheshvan, Etav Shemem Vav, November 5th, 1985, on Tuesday.
She has the cessation of 90 days and has a re-exam on the 91st day, so it's by a shaito, like an adolescent woman. That's the reason. So if that is the pshat, as to why the Braisa says, so then we have to say that in case she sees dam in, let's say, 30 days after the riyah that took place, after a cessation of 90 days, so it's mitamu mafreya. But there is another alternative. The other alternative is in the Abaye of the Gemara is that the reason as to why the Braise says in the case of Gimelines is Dayashaito is not because of Rablazal's deen. True that this Braise agrees with Rablazal's deen. But here we don't have to resort to it. Here it is, since we are dealing with an isha, a ktano, shaloyigiyas manoviris, even though she had viris, but the fact that she had viris didn't make her permanently into a woman of yigiyas manoviris, as the first alternative assumes. No, on the contrary, true that if she had viris, so then we considered her at that moment, at that time, like yigiyas manoviris. But the moment she has a cessation of dam for 90 days, then it's chosol likadmusa. So that nullifies. So the cessation of 90 days nullifies the effect of the viris, as if she hadn't had viris. As if she hadn't had viris. So mele, if we say like the assumption in the second alternative, that the reason as to why if this ktano had a cessation of 90 days and the 91st day she had a real dam, so Dayashaito is not because of Rabbazal's deen like an adolescent woman with a cessation of 90 days and a real dam, without recourse to Rabbazal's deen, but because in the case, since she is ktano, so it's loigias maldives. But originally we thought that it's already igias maldives. Igias maldives had 3 years. But now, since in view of the fact, that after the 3 years she had a cessation of dam for 90 days, so mele it's chosoli kadmuso, and that nullifies the illegal effect of the 3 years, as if she never had 3 years. If we say like this, so then it will follow. Suppose she had a riyas dam 30 days after the riyah on the 91st day that took place after a cessation of 90 days, so it will still be Dayashaito. That's how Rashi explains the Abaye. Then, what does Rabbeinu say? Omar Rabbeinu, Omar Rav, Pam, Vesheino, Ushniyo, Dayashaito, Shlishis, Mitamo, Meisleis, Mitkido, Tido. So in other words, so the Maskona of Gemara by Rabbeinu, by Rav, in the name of Rav, is like the second alternative. So that means that this Rashi, he says, "Opu alav sholish enis v'roas v'yudominus v'afilu b'yigia zmano lireis isle la'itane di opu alav sholish enis is dayashaito Sie die Tonne Seife, die der Bläser und Dommer beim Asnissen, Kolisho, Shobu, Olof, Gimleine, ist da ihr Scheidok, die Kamon. So this accords, this Rashi accords with the first alternative in der Baie, but not with the second alternative, and the Maskone by Rabino Marab. Isn't it strange? No, the Maskone is like a second alternative. Why does Rashi explain it in accordance with the first alternative? It is a little strange. But there's a derech of Rashi. You find it in many Rashis, when Rashi explains a certain Mishneh, and the Mishneh involves a machlekes amoroi. One Ameire explains the Mishneh one way, and the other Ameire explains the Mishneh the other way. And the Gemore passes like one Ameire. And Rashi and the Mishneh will explain the Mishneh dafke in accordance with the Ameire, then we don't pass them. It's Rashi's there. I don't want to discuss that, but if I have been in Baal Musa and I have to give in Musa Shmuel, I will discuss that why Rashi is accustomed many times to explain the Mishneh in accordance with the Ameire that in Alochemis, because Eilu Beilu Diber Kimchai. So in other words, true that whenever there's a machlech between Bishama and Bisilel, so usually the Aloch is like Bisilel, but the Diber Bishama is just as emes as the Diber Bishama, but Lemaise, we have to make like Bisilel. So Rashi wants to emphasize, we shouldn't think that since one Ameire explains it in a certain way, and the Gemara says we don't pass them like that Ameire. So that's not so important, no. The view of the Ameire that we pass them like is as truthful and as important as the view of the Ameire that we pass them like. The view of the Shama is just as reasonable and just as holy as the view of the Shama. But we might say we are not like the Shama. But it's the same thought. The same thought. I mean, so I just want to point out that when Rashi says Siluk Domimuse, after the Gias Manu is like Hanidovin, Daish Idol, son of Saint, to the blessed Domma since Commission is Daish Idol, come on. That's in accordance with the first alternative in the Abaye, but not in accordance with the second alternative. And the Maskon of the Gemara is like the second alternative. But still Rashi mentions that Dafke, that. Because that's Rashi's death. Now then, there's a very, very long Rashi. And not in all texts does it appear. That's why it says, Yisborim Acher Meine. Not in all manuscripts do we find that long Rashi, and apparently it is Rosh did not have it in his manuscript. He says Rashi Kosav Zevichu. How is it in other manuscripts? We do have it. Now you see Rashi is called Kuntres. Why is Rashi called Kuntres? You know, Rashi lived in the days before the printing, you know, was invented. So whenever he wrote, let's say, on a certain sect, on a certain period, I mean, that's the truth. So he finished the Kuntres, let's say, the first, there were no publication companies, I mean, he had no managers. So Rashi went to the Bat Midrashim, in his city, in other cities, and he dropped in the so-called library of the Bais Medrash the Kuntres. A Kuntres. That's why Rashi is called a Kuntres. Pirush a Kuntres. It's a certain role. Who was a Kuntres? I mean, he was identified by the Kuntresi because he was accustomed from time to time to drop new Kuntres. So, of course, he came to this Medrash to live there. New Kuntres in my new pocket. But sometimes he wrote a different Kuntres. So in other words, why some svarim we do have it, because that they had a manuscript, maybe Madur Basra of Rashi. So anyway, Hore Gazma, Tom Rabot, Tinekei Shalai Giyaz Manu Lireis, Biro Aso Pam Rishenu Dae Shaito, Shniyo Dae Shaito, Shlishi Sarei Chicholano Shin. So Rashi is the Kashi. So as long as the Mishnah is mentioned that Vavo Gavdi Gavdi so as long as this is not known by me or more. Dein Scheitern will ihr nicht hängen. Aber bis hier mit Hammer Mais Reis. And here it says that Tidden Schnee ist ein Scheitern. Only Schlieschis ist mit Hammer Mais Reis. So it says, no, no spirit. Because the Mishnah has reference to it in HSE Geolivers. What does it mean in Nara? In Nara, 12 years old. And so then, so the first time she has in the row, so I thought, the second day, it's a time race. But how Bryce deals with the Nakes now, it's the Nakes Shaloi Geas Manolivers. It cannot. 11 years old, 10 years old, 9 years old, whatever, but not 12. And I mean, no, she didn't produce simonimas yet. So then, not only the first 3 is by Shaito, but even the second 3 is by Shaito. So, the Alpha Gabi Gabi Tsuazon must listen to Mama Meomu Dai Shaito, Piri Ami Sheino, Avo Mishnio, Mitam Nisei. Hane Milen Gies Manolire is Domin. The Domin Tsunbo. The Bago is a Bach. The moves one Domin, but it's not necessary. Uwe Chode Zine is Chaski. Avo Zu Shine Ruyoli is Rire is Tzvichoshe is Chaske is Chazoke Gmure. Uwe Trey Zine Ava Chazoke. Domas Nisn Rebbei Uchodik Nino Lele Kamon. Hilkaf b'shteri et ha-bechazoke, u-bishlishis mitamo me-Yisrael, u-bahir-ye, yis-chazibor, li-gozor-abonon, t'ol-mafreya, t'ol-mas-nisin, li-yaz-man-yis, li-me-arzike b'chod-ye-ye, vi-om-ro-abonon, da-yishayto, b'yisr-ye, ab-zeis-ha-mur-zeket, b'ri-yashliyo, da-yishayto, b'yir-yaz-ha-shlishi, y-si-ha-ho-rashi-yiz-marek, it's not in accordance with the Derech. Rashi is always a chimikaze. So, Rashi is the kashe, how is it in the prices, he says here, by the case that she had one reed by a shaito, she had a second reed also by a shaito. But the Mishnah says, we got it in a case, that the first reed by a shaito, but the second reed, the family says, so, there's there, and there is no still. The Mishnah's reference to it in a case that is already a Naro, that is 12 years old. That's called a Giasman. But so far she hadn't had a menstrual flow. And now she had a menstrual flow for the first time, so I shall. But the second 3 is already in Tamil's race. But how Bryce deals with the Tano, a little girl who is less than 12 years old. So not only the first three is by Shaito, even the second three is by Shaito. And the third three, so is Mitamu Meisreis. So then Rashi says, why the third three? Because this price calls on Trebe, that two times establishes a Chazok. So Mele, when she had 2 years, so we already know that she has a tendency to sit down. Even before she had a 3rd year. So then you ask, so the prices should say that the second 3 years in Tamil is less because she already established the chazoke of having a tendency. She demonstrated the tendency of seeing down, let's say, every 25th day or so, I mean, or every first day of the Chedesh, whatever. So why do we say that the second is by Shaito? So Rashi mentions that Tria that consummates, that establishes the Chazoke. So that Tria itself is not the Tavidis. That's it all. The Rie that step that demonstrates the tendency in the Chazoke itself is Daesh. So only when there is a Rie after she has demonstrated a tendency to see Dam in accordance with a certain pattern, so that then it's Mitamim Yisrael. This is it. ובכל זה מוסחס כעבור זור שאינו רואה לידי ישראל שתסחס את החזוקי גמוריהם ובתחי זינה וחזוקי דמאס ניסן רבי וחייק נילה לקמון לקב שתי ריאס וחזוקי ובשלישיס מיתם מישראל ובהי ריאה נסחס את בו לגוז רבון נתום על מפרויה כהיכה דפו את דמאס ניסן ואינרו והגיע זמנו Narrow. And so the first Rie, so is Daya Shaito. The second Rie is Mitame Meisleis. So actually, since it's Igiyaz Manolire, she's already 12 years old and she produced this Iris. So the fact that she had one Rie demonstrated that she already has a tendency. She's already reached puberty. She has already a tendency to have a menstrual flow. So then you can ask the same question. So let the first Rie be Tamri's race, because with this first Rie, she demonstrated the tendency of having a menstrual flow. The answer is no. That Rie that demonstrated tendency is still Dayashai. So here too, even though it's like Rabbi, so with the second Rie, she already demonstrates a tendency to see Dam, but that Rie itself that indicates a tendency, that establishes the tendency, or demonstrates a tendency, so is Dayashai. That's what passes. So, here is Suri Masis, the years Manoliri, the Melzik of the Rie. The Omo Rabon Daesh Aito brings the Rie. Abzeisa Moseket Briya Shiva Daesh Aito, Achetira Sashlish. Now, the thesis of Rosh mentions Rashi. I just want to mention, because the thesis of Rosh is also very, very long. So I want to mention what the thesis of Rosh says. He mentions Rashi Shite, and the first is Chilik and Rashi, and then at the end he decides to adapt Rashi. First he rejects, and then at the end he is Chizer, and he assumes Rashi. So at first the thesis of Rosh is Chilik and Rashi. The thesis of Rosh is Chilik and Rashi, because Rashi says in effect that when do we resort to Rabbis Halacha that three things have a Chazoke, that's in regard to Itineti Siktano Shaloi Yasman. Shaloi Yasman, Siktan, Itineti of 10 years old, 11 years old, who has not reached puberty as yet. So, 18 days, so in order to have a being of the regular woman, so, and the adolescent woman, so she must establish a chazoke. So in other words, according to Rebbe, she establishes a chazoke, that she like a regular woman, a regular adolescent woman, and she sees Dam regularly with two times, 2 years. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, she demonstrates that she has the tendencies of an adolescent woman with lyrics, with lyrics. Mashein kei, tineiki shei giasan, who is already 12 years old, and produced the Cyrus, who already attained puberty. And so then, we don't have to resort to Rebbe Salochei, Tuzin Nechazoke, Rebbe Gamliel Salochei, Tuzin Nechazoke. So one Rie, she demonstrates a tendency of a regular adolescent book. A regular adolescent book. And then, as far as the other question is concerned, the Rie that demonstrates the tendency, is that counted? Does she become a like a regular woman and it's in Talmud Sleis, or that tree is not counted? Only the next tree. So Rashi says there is a halacha that only the next tree is in Talmud Sleis, but that very same tree that demonstrates the tendency to sit down, that is Daishat. The Rosh is Chilik at first. At first is Chilik. In other words, you can call that the first Rosh in the Rosh, where is Chilik. And he says that it doesn't make any difference whether she is teenage, is it Tamo, Shaloi, Giasman, or teenage, is it Naro, that already has reached puberty. But in order to become established as a regular adolescent woman, so that it should be mitamineisleis, so we have to resort to chazok. So according to Rabbi, we need two times 2 years. According to Shimon Gamliel, we need 3 years. But there is one difference. It's along the same lines of Londis as Rashi, but one big difference. He says, according to Rashi, so vis-a-vis a teenage, a narrow, she gives one of the ways, we don't have to resort to the establishment of Chazoke 2 times, 3 times. Then, 1 time, demonstrates the tendency of the regular adolescent woman. That's Rashi. The Rosh, the first Rosh says no. That even vis-à-vis the 1880s, she is manolireis, a nago, a girl who is 12 years old, who has reached puberty, so even vis-à-vis that kind of a teenager, so in order to become established as the regular adolescent woman, so that the dam will be mitamineis leis, we have to resort to chazoke 2 times, 3 times, depending upon the machlokes between Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel. But there is one difference. Etineiki siktano shaloi giasmano lireis, so establishes a chazoke according to Rebbe with 2 years. But the second Rie that comes from the Chazoke is counted. I'm sorry, vis-a-vis a Ktano, so establishes a Chazoke with 2 Ries, but the second Rie that comes from the Chazoke is not counted. And it's still by a shaita. Vis-a-vis so she also requires 2 times chazoke according to Rebbe, and 3 times according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. But vis-a-vis the tineike sinavo is it yes no lirais. So it's mitameis leis in the rear that comes from the chazoke. Vis-a-vis ktano. So in the time he slays only the next thing after she comes in. This is what the thesis of Rosh says first. So then he decides to assume Rashi. So in the end, he assumes Rashi. But there are two shittes. The Rashi shite and the first Loshin and Tifsos. Now, so let's see this machine. So look into the Rashi, in the Tifsos. The third line from the end of the first column, the Tifsos. Shiyoda Ishaito, Pirsha Rashi, Apogav, Ibiyas Manot Nam. So he rejects that. You see, Tesis points out that it's not like the Jersey, that Mane Rebbe has reference to the Sages. But the Rosh here assumes, like the Jersey, that the Mane Rebbe has reference to the Sages. So we see that even vis-a-vis, a Tinekei she gives Mane Rebbe in order to establish herself as a regular adolescent woman who's rias hamitam meisleis, so we have to resort to chazoke two times, the Rebbe three times, and kodesh in Gamliel. With Omar Amar Ve'aloko and Mane Rebbe, u'mashmad v'riyah shemim, shetishaze chazoke d'mure, u'v'riyah shemishaskez bo, mitam meisleis, hoda amrinon hoche, dishniyo da'ishay, so then it's a kashe, the stire, between the price and the mishneh, and the following that's the first one. Then he says, But then the kashi is, how would the Gemara say, Man Rebbeim, we got the Seife, as far vis-a-vis, and Misha Shehi as Man O'Liris, we don't have to resort to the establishment of Chazoke two times, three times. But one time according to everybody, even according to Shin Gamliel. So why would the Gemara say, Man Rebbe? So the answer is, this Yersi is not correct Yersi. And the right Yersi is, the Man Rebbe has reference to the Reishi, not to the Seife. So he said, auch in hier geht ihr schon rasch und wir reden sporen mit der Fnur ich habe mit dir man hier reden er hat ein Gast immer man rede ich war nur ich dir man so there is another wash and I emphasize that because there are other machines who agree with the first wash in the wash the wash itself at the end reverts back to Rajesh but there is another shot Ob wo no schul schien, lecha schmuse ko, tiro aso, i dayo chaito, ki reblete er, o kino vi kamon, now. Again, you see here this Rashi, he says, ki reblete er o kino vi kamon. The witness why, by the nekesh alo yidiyas mano lirai, So if Ophel was shot and she had Rebius, and then after having Rebius, she had a cessation of three anus of 9 days, and then she had a Rebius down. So his Daishaito is because, like any adolescent woman who had a Rebius down after a cessation of no down for 9 days. So, but that's not so. That's the first alternative in the bio anymore. But Maskone by Rabbi Yom Rav is not like that. So again, Rashi here explains it according to the Shalkadaita of the Gemara. That's Rashi's there, not according to the Maskone of the Gemara. You see, I'm pointing it out because it's good to know, I mean, not to become confused, otherwise you can become confused. I can only tell you that this Gemara, that you, I learned it so many times. And every time I go over this study, I have to come to it several times, because it's very confusing. Why is it confusing? Because of such Rashi. Because this Rashi, and this other Rashi, which are explanatory according to the Havamim of Gemara, not according to the Maskon of Gemara. So at first, I became very confused, what's going on here? But that's Rashi's there. You find it in Rashi many times. Rashi will explain the Mishneh according to the Imam Doma and Amire, that they don't pass like him, and sometimes he'll explain the Mishneh according to the Salkadaita of the Gemara, not like him. Why Rashi does this? Well, here too, he is explaining it according to the first alternative, in the Abaye of Honok HaGilein. Alright. So Rashi says, Daya Shaito Kerab Leza Yitzmino Lai Hamon Lakon Yishovo Alo Shol Shenei. Daya Shaito Zitone Seite Abdi Yerzmano Miroa Sovo Alo Shol Shenei Siroa So Daya Shaito Alno Reb Leza Yitzmino Veida Bo Alo Shol Shenei Siroa So Daya Shaito Likamon Bo Yitzmore Dili Obo Alo Shol Shenei Shnei אלו נצטים החזוי כשון נושים מי ריפי שישלים תאיס הדובו שני גדודים כדבויה לפרוש אני סייפה בויה לפרוש אני סייפה ואי דוברו לא גמלי נאי דירו עשו ניתם מישראל the second cessation of my life יגלו ימיל סד הנחה פסוקת Lapsil of Dome, Elo Shinu Beset, Deloishe Kidno, Elo, in other words, that she saw every time she had a cessation of 90 days, so she saw Dham on the 91st day, as of the previous day, because then she would be a woman with the Beset Kabua, and the commentator of Dei say, a woman with the Beset Kabua, if she sees Dham, so then it's Dayashaito. So it's again Dayashaito. On the basis of the basis this. So, Loishikitna, Loishikitso de Yisiro. In other words, the Rieh for the first cessation was on the 91st day. The Rieh for the second cessation was on the 92nd day. The Rieh for the third cessation of 90 days was on the 93rd day. So Mele, it cannot be Dayashaito on the basis of Eset Kavua, on the basis of Eset Kavua. So even according to Rav, by Eset Afloges, so the first Rie is not Naminyan. So we need four Rieh, the status for itself. Pirksom in Tiro. Loishet, Eloishet Pirksom, Dei Tiro, Kirabrino Mir, כי אף על גב לרד, דאב החזוק את יצחי זימנה, ויחוכה, בשינבסת, לדלוגי, ולפסילות דומים, ולפסילות דומים, אף להוכה, לא נתאמינו לו בשינו מישראל, תחי ון, ולא יגיע זמנו להירז, הווה הפסוק הראשינו, מרזין, מרזיקים לו בחיסרת מחד מוסו, שלהיה דומי מיצויים בו, הוא צריך להשתיץ חזיק בתחילה, you see this Rashi, that The previous Rashi is explanatory according to the first alternative in the Gemara Safai. Not only that, this Rashi is explanatory of the second alternative. According to the second alternative in the Abaye of Hoda Kochazia Beinis, and like the Maskona of Gemara, like Chavdi Vomara. So here he's saying, V'yaf al gav dilereh behav hazok bitrezin ve'yichoch tishinu vesetu yilugei pilafsu domihei. So why is it that the Riyah for the second cessation of 90 days is Daishaito afu hochel lo yitamin lo vishnio meisle v'chinim lo yigi azman olimei habe apso kerisheino marzikin lo bechizeres lekadmuso. So what does he say? That these are the 18 akish lo yigi azman olimei. So but then she had three riyas, but after the three riyas she had a cessation of 90 days without them, and then she had a riyah, let's say, on the 91st day. So then the reason as to why it's dayashaito, the riyah after the first cessation, is not because of Rav Lezer's general din in respect to a regular adolescent woman. It's true that this price is, but here it's not necessary to resort to Rav Lezer's din. Here there is a special reason why it's dayashaito, because in view of the fact the cheese iktano it's loigias manolireis, but we thought that she became a regular woman by virtue of the fact that she had three years, but once she had a cessation of 90 days without them, then we reevaluate her status. And retrospectively, we say, no, she never has reached the status of a regular adolescent woman who has a tendency to menstruate. But why did she have 3 years after Inestanes before the cessation? That was an accident. Usually, before we saw the cessation of 90 days without them, we didn't attribute it to an accident. But since the 3 years were followed by a cessation of no doubt, a cessation of 90 days without them, so when we reevaluate her status retrospectively, we say, no, it was mistakenly assumed that the 3 years demonstrated a tendency of a regular adolescent woman. No, it was just an accident. Just an accident, or just a mutation. Just happened. Just an accident. And she never demonstrated. Retrospectively, we say that the Gloria Milsalima Freya, she never demonstrated the tendency of a regular woman. Never! Just an accident. For the mutation. So in other words, so it's Chosol Kadmuso. So Chosol Kadmuso, as if she never had any riyas. Now if we consider it as Chosol Kadmuso, if she never had any riyas down, so naturally, so according to Rabbi, how many riyas are necessary? To establish chazoke, 2 riyas. But 2 riyas over and above the riyah after the first cessation. Because the riyah after the first cessation restored her to her original status before she had any riyas. So now we have to start from scratch again. So in other words, so when we start from scratch again, so the melee, when we should be mitamim isleis, after the vie that will follow immediately the third cessation of 90 days. But then there is a certain difficulty. But didn't Rashi say before that that rear that comes in is the chazoche, that in itself is the shaito? So then the Rashi should say that even the rear after the third cessation should be the shaito, and only the fourth rear should be Mitamis Leis. Why is it Mitamis Leis the rear after the third cessation? So the rotatus of Rosh is the Kashi. Now let's go over the Rashi inside. They don't want to go as on with Hamanay slaves. The Lohim will say the Hanachap Sokas Lapsal Dome. Elishina Vesed, Veloisha Kid, Nolisha Kitsubi Yisila. So, in order not to become confused in this Rashi, you have to keep in mind that while the first two Rashis explain the Braise according to the first alternative, which is only the Salchedaitoch of the Gemara, this Rashi explains the Braise according to the second alternative, which is Maskone of the Gemara by Rabbi Lomra. Veloisha Chidnoloshe Pirksovei Siro. Not like the first alternative, but like the scoring one. Utsrikesh is chazik, so you have to start from scratch. Utsrikesh is chazik in a trilo. Upam reshino shino dae shaito. Utsrikesh is mitam me islei. Utsrikesh nuchol shoreshin is kamoye reshino. Das nuchol shino yashio. Utsrikesh is mitam me islei. The Afro-Gabla Sokhat has to say, Shinuvesetui, the Loisil of Domi. Oh, look in the Taste Sosh. 11th line from the end of Domi, the second column of Taste Sosh. They dog wall out Gimelines, Pirsha Rashi, Bichuve. See, he didn't have it in his manuscript. Daniel Rishino, the Hafsok Rishino, Shnio, Shalahafsok Shnio, Ubishish is the Tamil Israelis, Behind the Hoshikwok Absok Rishino, because we had Muso, Ainam Kimish the Absok Shalaka, the Ninso Shinahari Rishino Sholo, Eloshte Absok, Ulays Absok Shinis Hazekis Litvi is Feset, Mitamil Israelis. That's contrary to what Rashi said before, that there is a general principle that Oisavioshin is Chasekev Bo, Eino Mitam Israelis. He all of a sudden says something new, different. That's the Kashi. Why does Rashi say it? Vize Dochke, Rikotone, Damigias Mano, Vei Dovodmul, Inis Dayo Shaito. Because in the Seife, the Seife of the Braise, you see, I say Seife, the Seife. Again, not enough to become confused, because actually there are three portions in the Braise: Reishe, Mitziese, and Seif. And Rashi calls the Mitziese also part of the Seif, but that's the beginning of the Seif. This is the Seif and the Seif. Uchshi Yikias Manoli Reis, if she's already 12 years old, and she produces money, she has attained puberty. Is Pam Rishino Daim Shaito, Shnio, Mitam Meisrei, Sumpil Kido, of Wolo Sholoshenis, Roasa Daim Shaito. Why does it say, Veid of Wolo Sholoshenis, Viroaso, the degree after the second cessation of 90 days is also by Shaito, the implication being that these are vatinakis in Aro. So then only the degree after the first cessation of 90 days is by Shaito. But the degree after the second cessation of 90 days is Mitama Nisei. So that's what it says, the Sosh. Is the Doke, Lukatonegam, Gias Mano, the Lobo, the Moines, Dai Shaito, the Hall, the Bigia, Bobo, the Pony, the Town, the Slays, Kiddush. Why? Because with the second Rie, with the Rie, after the second cessation, she establishes. Each Rie being taking place after a cessation of 90 days of no dam, so then again, when we do it retrospectively, after the second cessation of 90 days, so it's a glory Wilson Mafreya that the first cessation was not indicative of Simurgam. Before the second cessation of 9 days, so then we had to assume that it was Chizaret Gamuso. But now, after there was a second cessation of 9 days without that, and the Rie afterwards, so then, when we view it retrospectively, after the Rie that takes place, after the second cessation of 9 days, so what is our conclusion? That the Rie, after the first cessation of 9 days, was in the course of a process of developing a certain vessel. So it was not indicative of Chizaret. Since the Rie after the second cessation demonstrates that the Rie after the first cessation was part and parcel of the process of developing a new vessel, after 90 days cessation, so Mele, the second Rie is also counted, and it's vitamin A. Which we learn in the show in Stalk and Adam Mele, or we obey some chicken and so, we die shy, so then we should say, one of that, if retrospectively it turns out that the Rie after the first cessation was not indicative of Siluk Dam, but on the contrary, it was part and parcel of the process of the new Veset, after 90 days from the previous Rie. So Mele, we should say that even the Rie after the first cessation should be done in these ways. So the answer is that only the base of Shekhaden, so Dai Shaiton, I forgot the Goy Mutze, he was able to show the Miladai. Because at that time, it was the Notas. But the Rie after the second cessation is already the Buratas. So Mele, that Rie too, even though the Chazoke, even though it consummates the Chazoke, so is the town easily. Now, next question. That is already 12 years old and produced the sirens. So permission of the Shaito, Shio Vitam Israelis, Dine Tsuro, the Masnis Nitnambo, Bamel Mudai Shaito, Vilisheno, Abo Bishio, Vitam Israelis, Oprolo, Rebelezari. Now that is certainly like a blessing, as far as the Saint is concerned. So of course it accords with a blessing. Rebelezari Domratu, Yaldo means an adolescent woman. Shouldn't become confused by the expression Yaldo. Yaldo doesn't mean this. Yaldo means a young adolescent woman. After Yaldo showed or the Sholishini is Daya Shaito. Now, Omama, Opola Sholishini is Daya Shaito. Hotok Hazibay is Mai. Now let's go with the whole question. Omama, Abtilei Kishri is Manali Lei. Boaso Sholish Bomi. ברכה חבור השולשן נספירו הסודאי ושי טוב. הודו כוחה זה בינס. אחר ריה זו, שיהד בון ריה, after his cessation of 90 days, without doubt, and the 91st. And then, 30 days later, שיהד another ריה. הודו כוחה זה בינס. אחר ריה זו, מהי, די ושי טוב. אוי, נתאמו בישראל. So here Rashi explains the two alternatives of the body. Mi amin hodikton ebas, all the idob worldly ways, daadke kotono. Di chazoil di seiteino, mi tamo meislates, di avon gavu loi yias mano. But in view of the fact that she had three riyas, so she became like a regular adolescent woman. Chim biuzko, reye, keinim apsok, azimu reyes, reshenes, and then when she has a cessation of 90 days without doubt, so it's like a regular young adolescent woman who has a cessation of 90 days without doubt. The chipsika b'rishim is v'as odai shaito by riyat shereb lezer. The chichaz yelohosu yisiteino mitamu meisleis. Chichol nisho shavu olo gimoreneis. Yitai shaito lo b'risheino. אבל איך את החוז הוא באוף, עובדים הוא שני איס, אם הוא שני איס, the second cessation of 90 days, ואירוע עשוי יש די ישייתו, ואירי את שרב לזה, that's the first alternative in the way. ואף אגב לחזינו נקומה ירב לזה, אבל בא פה ראשינו, מיומדת די ישייתו משני איס, אני זכזי, או יתירב או יתירב שמי נמריע. Then he says, in the first alternative, the Avol got the Reisha Rebbe Yi, Seifet Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, when he says Seife, he doesn't mean Seife the Seife, but he means the Mitzias. The Mitzias. See, we have three portions here in the Bible. We have the Reisha. I'll call it Reisha the Reisha. Tilei Kishle Yuki Azman Ovi Reis, Viroaso Pamushim Odai Shaito, Shli Odai Shaito, Shlishis, הרי ככל אנושים ומתם עובדי ישראל שמפקידו בגילה. That's the ration. Then is the מציאס. עובו עולה השול השני, פירוע סוטה יש הייתו. ועיד עובו עולה השול השני, פירוע סוטה יש הייתו. ועיד עובו עולה השול השני, פירוע סוטה יש ככל אנושים ומתם עובדי ישראל שמפקידו בגילה. That's the end of the מציאס. Now is the safe. וכשהגיע הזמן עובדי ראי, פעם ראשים עובדי יש הייתו, שנינו מתם עובדי ישראל שמפקידו בגילה. But Rashi calls the Mitzias also Seifa. In other words, it's the Reishim Seifa. So when Rashi says, the Afal Gav the Reishim, Rebbe he, the Reishim, the Reishim, is Rebbe Seifa, the Mitzias, is Shrepshim Gabriel. Why? What does the Mitzias say? The Mitzias says that if after the three riyas, so she had a cessation of 90 days without doubt, and had a riyas daisha, that's the first riyas after the first cessation of no doubt, like that. Then, oidav wala dimlay, second cessation is daisha, and oidav wala dimlay, third cessation, then is Tamas less. But the Riyah after the second cessation of 90 days is Daya Shaito. That cannot be called in there. That can only be called in the kingdom realm. Because according to Rabbi, according to the first alternative in the Moras Abaye, so we are assuming that the moment she had a three riestanes, so then she is established as a regular adolescent, young adolescent woman. But, so then you ask, so why does it say, the Bible said, that if she has a cessation of 90 days without them, and then in Riyah on the 91st day, so it's by a Shaito, she's already established, she already demonstrated that she has the tendencies of a young adolescent woman. So it should be Tamei Sleis, because it's a pleasure. Even a young adolescent woman, if she has a Riyah after a cessation of 90 days without them, so it's by a Shaito. So really the question is, if she has a deed of a regular adolescent woman, and the reason is why the Riyah for the first sensation is Daya Shaito, is because, like the general deen of Baira Blessa, because any adolescent woman who has a Riyah's Dam after a cessation of 90 days without Dam is Daya Shaito. So we can understand why the Pisa says that the Riyah after the first cessation of 90 days is Daya Shaito. But why does the Pisa say that the Riyah after the second cessation of 90 days is also Daya Shaito? So Rashi says, that's like a Pisa. Very strange. I mean, so Mamesh, he says one follows the other. First he says that the reason is to, first he says, of all the Sholashim is Piroaso, Idaishai. That calls the Reishi. Then the second case, they don't know Sholashim is Piroaso, Daishai, that calls the same thing. So the Reishi of the referred to the Riyah after the first cessation of 90 days accords with Rebbe. But the same thing, which is really the Mitzvah, which has reference to the Riyah after the second cessation of 90 days, that's also by the Shaito, that's only a limit of Shingamliya, but a limit of the Rebbe. So then it'll be in Tamei Sleis. Isn't it strange? The same pricing. So one case represents the view of Rabbi, and the other case represents the view of Rabbi. Very strange. That's the discussion. All right. I'm Rashi. So he said, the Afal Gav Dereisha Rabbi, Sefik Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's very confusing, this Rashi. Because one is after thing, well, at least, I don't know, maybe you never had that difficulty. But the first time I went over Rashi, I thought the Tzimche has reference to Ibias Manuiris, so it didn't make sense. But Rashi says Tzimche, he doesn't have reference to Ibias Manuiris. He has reference to the Mitzvah, Lo Ibias Manuiris. But Vei Drasso, it is reference to that clause in the Braise, in the Mitzvah, Ve'eid Ro'aso, Ve'eid Ovro'alo, Gimulenes, Ve'ro'aso. In other words, the Riyah after the second cessation of 90 days, that he calls Sefer. Sefer Kershim Gamliel, Ve'kirebe Ekim, Ve'chazoye Ba'ahines, Ha'madmoni Giazmano, Ve'chazoye Ba'afsoke Name Ekim, Ve'chazoye Ve'chazoye Ba'afsoke, Because according to the first alternative in the Moras Abaye, so once Iktano has three Riyas, so she demonstrates the tendencies of a regular young adolescent woman. So if after that she has a cessation of 90 days without doubt, so it's like a 20-year-old woman who has a cessation of 90 days without down, and then she has down. So it's the Ishaito. So Mele, the Rie, after the second cessation of 90 days, she did down this way, it's according to Rebbe. They said, keep the trails in the Chazori Babsoke, Iglo in Ufamafia, Vishnu Besetu, the Lay Silu Domi, Uvishnu Mitan Mislay, Shinitsu Mitzhari Domi. Oh, that's the first one. Oi, not a whole time. Oy dil moi chazoy li sefei no name kol shni daisha di muchach vince dapsok vishen ozu silub domi if the woman this ktana sees that 30 days after the riyaz dam that followed the first cessation of 90 days so what does it show? That tends to indicate that this ktana is not developing a vessel of seeing down after 90 days elapsing without that. Because why should she see down 30 days after the rear that took place after the first cessation of 90 days? Obviously, why did she have a rear before? Not this rear. So she had a rear before because she was mislekes dam. That's why she had a rear only after 9 days. So coach to the daishai, the muchach would say the absolute mission is usur dam noisa. The loishinu veset v'yishleima chosol kaduso utzichol yischazi uitachar absoko b'shteriyetz kivat chilo. Then the second one. V'hai no kadvei dobu b'vasu daishaito. Ribusa Ashmino. Afro Gavitrais in the Hazori Babsoke, we are going to Gloe, Milse Vishnu Vesetu, to Loisil of Domin, with the Tan Vishnu Mislays, and after the Rebbe Daya Shaito, Dapsoke Kamaise Leilo, Kir, Bichizeres le Kadmutso Nidneso, Vuli Daniel Igias Mano, Utsria Shiris Hazem Mishteries, Uri Gimu Titan Mislays, Gitone Gozo. So when Rashi says, the Afro Gav the Reisha Rebbe is Sefer Rashim Gamliel, and Sefer refers to the case discussed in the Braise when the woman had a second cessation of 90 days without down, and then a Rieh, so that's like Rashim Gamliel, not according to Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, the Rieh after the second cessation of 90 days would be Tan Meis Reis, that's only according to the first alternative. But according to the second alternative, Abaye, so this representatives can accord with the Rebbe too the same thing. So in other words, so that makes the Rashi less difficult. Because like this, I'll leave it MS, it's not that one part of the Braise is like Rebbe and the other part, and the next part of the Braise is like a Shinamriya. It's only according to the Salkat Aitoch, the first alternative in the Gemara's Abaye. Alright, so how is it? Omarat Udomarab, Pamishino, Shnio Dai Shaito, Shlishis, Mitamameis Leis, and Pidol Pidol. Like the second term. Omarat Pidol, Pamishino, Hioria, Smuchola, Sokovishino, Ushio. So what is Hintarishino? Pamishino means the Rie. That comes immediately after the first cessation of 90 days. I mean, the Marchand says that Rashi is very difficult, but it's not Pashmai. I don't see the difficulty in Rashi. So what's wrong with saying that Pam Rishino means the first Rie immediately after the first cessation? What's wrong with it? I don't know. Marchand says it's difficult. Omar Abdiru Pam Rishino Yavia Smukhulasok Rishino. Ushio hiyo viyo shikirali seipeino is daye shaito. In other words, if, let's say, the Braise says in so many words that if this ktano, who had viries, and then she had the cessation of 90 days, and then she had the rio, so is daye shaito. Now the question is, Suppose after this first kriya that followed immediately the cessation of 90 days that took place on the 91st day, so 30 days later she had another kriya. So there, so he says, Pam Rishaino, Hiorio, Asmucholatra Krishaino, Ushio, Hiorie, Shetire, Lisei Peno, the 30 days, is Dayashaito. In other words, like a second alternative. Ushlishis, Intire, Lisei Peno, 30 days later, is Mitamne's race, the Haid no Katane, the double Gimlanes, Hiribus. So, why does the Tane say, they double Gimlanes? Brother, the Tanna could have mentioned that Ovor Gimlanes, Yerasa Daishaito, Veid Ovor, Ein Achas, 30 days later, also Daishaito. So why doesn't he say that way? Why not Tanna Yerasa Rebusinoka? Kid Barashti, the coach in Chazoye Beines, the Muchemil said up, so the Kamaise Silukade, the Kulagade. So, according to Masona of the Gemara, Rashi doesn't say that one part of the price is like Rebbe and one part is like Afikam Leah. That's only Alibe de Salgedaitoch, the first alternative Rabbi. Now the Gemara is making another Abaye. The first Abaye has reference to the word, to the case where she, after there was a Rieh that followed immediately the first cessation of 90 days, so there was another Rieh 30 days later. Now the Gemara is discussing the case where the woman had the cessation of 90 days, and then a Rieh on the 91st, and then she had a cessation again of 90 days, and then a Rieh on the 92nd day, and then 30 days later, as of the 92nd day, that took place after the second cessation, she had a Rieh. 30 days later, is it Dayashaito or Mitamneis Reis? That's the case that the second Abai is discussing. Vei Dovolo Dilei Nisuaso Dayashaito Hodok Chazi Reis. In other words, this Ktano had three Rieh, and then she had a cessation of 90 days without it. And she had a Rieh on the 91st day. Then she had a cessation of 90 days again without time. And she had a Rieh on the 92nd day. And then 30 days later, as of the 92nd day, that took place after the second cessation of 90 days, she had a Rieh down. Is it Dayashaito or Tamei Sleis? Omarav Kana Marav Gidol Marav Pam Rishayno Dayashaito Shnio Tamei Sleis Umepkido Lepkid. Shnio means the Rieh that takes place 90 days after the Rieh that follows the second cessation of 90 days. How Shnio Tamei Sleis? Why did not Tamei Bishnishi the Dovah Lo Bevaso Tamei Sleis? Who had been Nami Loyo? Will the Bruce Ashna? The Lord Tamei Kol Vias Mucha Lav Sobe Dai Shaito El Chim Yishaz Kibiru Kamen Shnio Vesetu the Lois Lodomin. So, what does Abdul say in the name of Rav in connection with Second Abaye? Omar Rav Gimu, Omar Rav Kane, not Rav. Omar Rav Kane, Omar Rav Gimu, Omar Rav. Pam Rishaino, Daesh Haito. Shio, Mitam Nisleis, Tilo Gino. Rav Gimu Rav, Rishaino, Sila Reis, Halo, Shana, Sukin, Gon, Rishoyo, Kochaz Yebenis. Mai, הרי הסמוך על הצוח השניו דאו הקמינון, הזדהיו שייטו, ושניו היא הרי שתראה 30 days as of the 92nd day. ניסים כאינו ניתנו לישראל, והוד איתו נפסו כשתישי גד בישראל, ישראל ובוצה בנוכן, תלפריש את לא יתאי מקורי יש לך הפסו כתהידהיו שייטו. לא נעשס, Mane Rebbe Idoma betrei sie mehr bei Chazoke. So, there was another Jirse, bereits vor dem Gassin und Schiedias Mann und Gereis, kam die Schiene bei Scheiter Schmier mit einem Israelis. Mane Rebbe, that the Seife, that is reference to a narrow, to a Dineke, Schiedias Mann, who is 12 years old and who reached puberty. So, that is according to Rebbe. So, he says, Shibushu, the Legassinoi, El Hore Gassino, man rebi u mukh khnreish nit negish lo yes man ulir de ton shtis al khanoshim va hayne mishim di tsaysin na ba khazoke so according to most shaini the man rebi has reference to the reishe yo ma di tsaysin na ba khazoke ein me seife opo di moines bi ro aso dai shaito asen ra plezer bi khitein rebi ובין סובל את הפלזר, ומסובל את הולך השני עסקה קומה. אלו הפלזרי, ובפסטס סובל לא קרף. All right, we'll leave it here. It's already time is up. Now, I think that I went over to Gemara and Rashi very thoroughly. Very thoroughly, but it's a very confusing Rashi. A very confusing Rashi. Now, for tomorrow, of course, just we should go over the Rishayim and the Gemara up to the next Mishnah, and just I'm sure that you went over the Gemara or the Yod. Go over the Gemara that starts this book Kol Anoshim B'Cheskas Tara with Aleh putting a derech machine when the cheskas tare, so up to the Gemara Rabbe Bar Abchon Omar up to Omar Rab Shmuel Mishmei Rabbi Echne Isho Sheyesh Lo Beset Bailo Mechashet Yivestu Gora, because here the Gemara discusses Shpitzes Beset Yomim Lutvitzes. And if you can look up the Balamoyas Asogi and the Raibet Balanefesh and the Sugi of Beset Lutvitzes, Yom Lutvitzes. All right, that's all.
That's in accordance with Rebbe.
that's not causative. Now, so doesn't it appear from this more that the higher vestes has to do with the machleket between Rebbe and Rabbi Amoya? Isn't that the kasha against the Bar Amoya? The Bar Amoya says that when the Gemara says that the Gavestes was passed like Rebbe, so because even Rabbi Gavestes was passed like Rabbi Amoya, because even Rebbe would be made it. The Bar Amoya says that the two times is not a chazok, only three times. Just as Pesach Nivomis says it in connection with Shiramwe. So the Gemara says, Gabi Shiramwe. Nisuinu Mauti es Kirab Vestes Vishiramwe Kirabshin Gamlia. Kirabshin Gamlia. So Taisi says Vishiramwe, Rebeli Polikako, Elokalema, Hosom is kind in the Rabshin Gamlia, in his Hazit Elo. Versus the Knav in Nisho Kivas Lo Beset Achitieno Sholish Yom. So the Palamwe Ateis says only in connection with Shiramwe that Rebbe is made it that we meet three times. But Ateis doesn't say it in connection with Vestes. And the Rashkadusha Rashboi Nibomi says that in connection with Vestes, so Rebbe himself will say that she's Kibas Veset with two times, not three times. And the reason as to why we ask that she's Kibas Veset only three times, but two times she's not Kibas Veset Kogua, because seeing in view of the fact that we passed in Vestes the Rabbanon, so Mele we are made here, like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But according to, because we don't know whether the Halacha is like Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's the reason as to why we passed in Gamliel Vestes like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But according to Rebbe himself, who had no stake is, so in the Hanamish is Givas and Vestes, with two years, that's the Rashboshi take in Yevomes. But the Bar Amoya says that just as in respect to the Amoya, when the Gemara says that Ligabe Shiramoya, so is Poshitlom, Shirabshin Gamliel, which means that even Rebbe is Militarabshin Gamliel in connection with Shiramoya. So the same thing is true in connection with Vestes. It's Poshitlom. Because Rebbe is also made it to Rabshin Gamliel. That's what the Bar Amoya says. So the question is, doesn't this Gemara say the reverse? Here the Gemara says that money, Rebbe, Yom Abitrezim Yad HaChazoke, here it's Ligabi Vestes. So isn't it Gemara Mefereshes contrary to the Bar Amoya? Now, how did I explain the Bar Amoya Shite? It says, Taisves says, Ligabi Shiramue, that even Rebbe is made Ligabi Shiramue to Rabshin Gamliel, that two times not Chazoke, but three times. Why? Because there are two questions. One question is how many times indicates a certain tendency. Let's say in connection of Elisha Shemolo, no mates, Umolo, no Acher, no mates, even if it happened to the children of his sister of this woman, as long as it's in the same family. So according to Rabbi Elisha Smolo, no Rishon Meis, Umolo is no Shein Meis, so Shlishi Al Yomer, according to Rishon Gamliel is Yomer, but if Rivi is Al Yomer. So there it's not a question of habit. Then the question is whether the children in that family have a tendency to die Machmas Milah. In other words, whether they are affected with hemophilia, in modern terms, whether they have a tendency to die Machmas Milah. It's not because the child doesn't die because the family established the habit of dying. I mean, that wouldn't make sense. So the child dies Machmas Milah because there is a certain condition that overtakes the children in the family. So the shailah is whether two times indicates a tendency in the family or three times indicates a tendency in the family. Mashinke, the Gabishiramwe, there it's not that certain shailahs here in Shvorim, certain oxen are born ferocious, certain oxen are born kind, not ferocious. All oxen are the same. All oxen are the same. So, but certain oxen cultivate the habit of God. So the question is, so once you form a habit, so how do you teva? So the question there is, how many times is it necessary to cultivate the habit? So then Rabbi is meditating on the other. Two times does not establish habit. Only three times. Three times. So the Shiloh is the Gabi Estes. What is Aloha? What's the machlek between the Ramuya and the Kedusha Rashba? Kedusha Rashba says that in Ram, according to Rabbi himself, the issue is Kibas Neset puts to the end. Only according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he should give us a message, which today is. And we pass in life Rav Shimon Gamliel in regard to this, because since there is no achoyer that are working like ever Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Vestes is the Rabbanon, so mainly we pass in life Rav Shimon Gamliel, but according to Rebbe, there is no Sophie. So then in Chaname, and he should establish a message, Mfturias. And the Ramoya says no. And the Ramoya says no. That the Pshat here, the Gabriel is Kafshim Gamliel, just as the Gabishi Ramoya Kafshim Gamliel. So what is the Pshat there that even Rabbi is made to the Kafshim Gamliel in regard to Shiramuet? Why Shiramuet depends upon habit formation, not tenets, a natural tenets. So the question is, the machleket between the Rashba and the Ramoya is, what is Vestes based upon? Is Vestes based upon because certain women have that kind of the organism and that kind of makeup that they tend to see down every 30 days or every 25 days? So it's like Hoyisha Shemolo is no meis machmas milah, Shemolo is neashim no meis. So according to Rabbi, if it's a question of showing the tendency, so two times in the Chazal, according to Rashi Gamliel, two times. Oh, that's the shite of the Rashba, and it takes this in from his altar. But the shite of the Ramoya is not. Vestes is not a question of a certain women having the natural tendency to sit down every 25th day. Now, it's a question of habit for me. The habit, she addicts herself, like Shamuet. So he addicts itself to going, so he addicts itself to sitting down every 25th day. Because it is the more intend to corroborate the view of the Hashbon Yisrael, no, but it's no kashuk. Because here it's not a question of establishing the basic Nebuah or not. As a matter of fact, here Rashi says that the price is reference to the case of Ovol or Shoshinis, the Roaso, the Idabol or Shoshinis, the Roaso, the Idabol or Shoshinis, the Roaso, Loi the Kibun, Elosh Kirkso the Isiro. Why can't it be the Kibun? Because the Kibun, it would be Dayo Shaito, even after the third Rie, following the cessation of 9 days, on the basis of a basic halacha of the Veset Kavua, so it's Dayo Shaito, a Rie of the Veset Kavua is Dayo Shaito. So here, it's not a question of Veset Kavua, because there is no Veset Kavua. So the first Rie, the first ascension, was on the 91st day, as of the previous Rie. The second Rie, after the second cessation, took place on the 92nd day as of the previous Rie, and the third Rie, after the third cessation of 90 days, took place on the 93rd day. So she couldn't establish a Veset Kavua B'Shove, nor could she establish a Veset Kavua B'Diluk, because the Veset Kavua B'Diluk B'Haploge, so even Rabbis made it that we need 4 years, not 2 years. The state says points out. So there is not a question on Veset Kavua. Here it's a question whether by the third Rie, the third cessation, she's Dayo Shaito, as the Talmud says, whether she is a Bas Domin or she is devoid of them. So it's not a question of establishing a Veset Kavua. The Baranoia Shiti is the union of Veset Kavua is based upon habit formation. But here it's not a Shaila of Veset Kavua. If it had been a Veset Kavua, then it would be Dayo Shaito on the basis of Rabbeis Salohe. So the question is whether this woman has a tendency to menstruate or not to menstruate. So when we say Shilu Veset, it doesn't mean Mamish Veset Kavua. It means Shilu Veset, that she has a tendency to menstruate. To menstruate. So Mele, that is stolen Machlekes between her and the end of Shilu Veset. So it's no kasha against the Rana. Now, let's go over the cases. Kochazie Beis. And then we'll go over the Gemara, you see. Then the Gemara after that is not so difficult. Kochazie Beis, my Pirush Rashi. Can you boil it? Now, we don't have to explain the cases, because Rashi, Tesis just mentions Rashi Shiket, that we went over yesterday. Pirush Rashi. Can you boil it? Khazia Lisait Lamed, Shalacha Hapsokas Dibrains Chase, in Tamanay Sayas, the hidden the rose called the Rey, Kedem Hapsokas Dibrains Chase, Harei Kedias Manolins, Uchi called Uchitra. Hol Isha, she overall of two minds, then Dio Shaito, Elder Shin. Bidapke beholds over all our shall shame, she is Dio Shaito. She rablezer. The Apple Gabriel has no denial of Lezer, but the Shinies is celebrated as Shinies. You may be the Dai Shaita of the Shinies. Achet is Chazen, or you can read all the Shin Amir. The Apple Gabriel Reisher, the Sefer of Shin Amir. And what does Sefer mean? Doesn't mean the Sefer, Sefer, Sefer. It means Mitzis. Sefer of Shin Amir. The Rebbe, Kilen be Chazen, the Sefer is. Shachar of Soket, Shalosh Shinies. Is mit Tamis mit Israel, die Damme, die das Mangel ihre ist, die Holzruf, die Obwohl und Scholl-Schein ist hier. Nam mit Tamis Israel ist, die Chirin, die in der Chati Batsoki, wo in unser Rebbe, die Schnurrebe, wo in unser Domi, die in unser Chazin Domi, So what does Rashi say? The Abaye of the Gemara is whether we say like one alternative or like the other alternative. In other words, the Abaye of the Gemara is, suppose this Ktana Shaloi Giyas Manu Yireis and she had three years, so she established herself as Kechol Anoshim, and then after the 3 years she had a cessation of 9 days without that. And the 91st day she had that. She sold that. And then 30 days later, after the 91st day, she had a Bias Dam again. Is it Dayo Shaito or is it Tamim Israelis? The Riyah that explains 30 days later, after the Riyah, following immediately the first cessation of manifest. Is it Daya Shaito or it is Tamis? So one alternative is that it is Mitamin Israelites. Why? Because if we say that in the case of Hodok or Hazir Beinis, when she sits down 30 days after the year following the first cessation of 9 days, so is Mitamin Israelites. So then we say